Morning Watch, Day 4. Crystallization Study of Jeremiah and Lamentations, Week 9. God's Judgment upon Egypt and Babylon. Related Verses. Revelation 18:4. And I heard another voice out of heaven, saying, Come out of her, my people, that you do not participate in her sins, and that you do not receive her plagues. Revelation 19:2-3. For true and righteous are his judgments, for he has judged the great harlot who corrupted the earth with her fornication, and he avenged the blood of his slaves at her hand. And a second time they said, Hallelujah, and her smoke goes up forever and ever. Matthew 6:19-21, 25-34. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on the earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves dig through and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not dig through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Verse 25. Because of this, I say to you, do not be anxious for your life, what you should eat or what you should drink, nor for your body, what you should put on. Is not the life more than food, and the body than clothing? Verse 34. Therefore, do not be anxious for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own evil. 2 Corinthians 7:1. Therefore, since we have these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all defilement of flesh and of spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Revelation 16:19. And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. And Babylon the Great was remembered before God, to give her the cup of the wine of the fury of his wrath. Suggested reading. When Israel came out of Babylon at the time of Ezra, they came out of political Babylon, but not out of religious Babylon, for at that time there was no religious Babylon. Israel's captivity in Babylon typifies the captivity of today's Christians in the Babylonian religion. In the Babylonian religion, the most striking thing is the worship of idols. This is especially true in Catholicism. Today, for us to be God's people, we need to come out of Babylon in its two aspects. In the Old Testament, Babylon was mainly political, but this political Babylon also interfered with the worship of God. When Babylon invaded Jerusalem, it destroyed the temple of God and carried away to Babylon the vessels of the temple, which typify the ways and means for God's people to enjoy Christ. These vessels continued to exist, but they were marred. Furthermore, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, captured the people of high rank in Israel, including the royal family, and forced them to worship his God in Babylon. Hence, the worship of God was damaged and marred by Babylon. This shows that Babylonian politics went together with Babylonian religion. In the New Testament, Babylon is mentioned in a strong way in the book of Revelation. The religious aspect is mentioned first, then the political aspect. The religious Babylon is revealed as Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of the prostitutes and the abominations of the earth. In Revelation 2:20, she is signified by Jezebel. In contrast to political Babylon, religious Babylon, the apostate Roman Catholic Church, is very mysterious. It has God, Christ, and Satan within it. It has a name that it proclaims God and preaches Christ as the Savior. But when its members believe its preaching, they are brought into the secrets, mysteries, and deep things of Satan to worship idols. The apostate Roman Church preaches God, but worships idols. This is hypocrisy. Political Babylon is somewhat in a state of repose, whereas religious Babylon is flourishing. For example, Christmas, which is celebrated throughout the world, is altogether from Babylon. Participating in Christmas may seem to be a small thing, but anything that is part of Babylon is abominable in the eyes of God. The system in the church meetings of one man speaking and all the rest listening is also a part of Babylon. This Babylonian element must not be allowed to remain among us. God commanded his Old Testament elect, Israel, to depart from Babylon and to separate themselves absolutely from Babylon. In the New Testament, God also charges his elect, the church, to come out of Babylon. We all need to ask ourselves whether or not we have made a thorough clearance with today's Babylon. We are here following our Christ, who is the servant of Jehovah, and he requires us to depart from Babylon and to have a thorough clearance with Babylon. In Joshua 6, the children of Israel gained the victory over Jericho, but in fighting against Ai, they were defeated. Because Achan kept a Babylonian garment, God's people suffered a defeat. Anything that is Babylonian gives Satan the ground to defeat the people of God. Therefore, we must forsake everything Babylonian. If we would serve God as his pure people, we first need to have a thorough clearance of all Babylonian things.